Yemen's army and Ansarullah fighters have defeated al-Qaeda militants and made further progress east of Sirwa city in Ma'ari province. The development comes despite Saudi Arabia's airstrikes against the fighters. The Yemeni military spokesman says 2,570 people have been killed since the airstrikes began on March 26. A senior advisor to the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution criticizes Saudi Arabia's airstrikes on Yemen, accusing the Persian Gulf Kingdom of committing crimes against humanity. Ali Akbar Velayati warned that the Saudi military campaign will eventually backfire, adding that deadly aggression violates all Islamic humanitarian and international norms. Human Rights Watch calls on the United States to pressure Saudi Arabia into minimizing the civilian casualties of its bombardments in Yemen. The leading human rights group has warned that the civilian death toll in the Saudi airstrikes against Yemen has been alarmingly high. Two car bombs in the Iraqi capital claim at least eight lives and leave nearly two dozen others wounded. In the first attack, a bomb went off in a carport near a hospital in the west of Baghdad. The other blast hit the residential neighborhood of Mahmoudiya in southern Baghdad. Amnesty International says Boko Haram terrorists have abducted at least 2,000 Nigerian women and girls since the beginning of 2014. It says many of the abducted women are forced to marry the militants, and some have even been forced to train and take part in attacks against their own villages. Over a dozen Israeli settlers accompanied by intelligence agents stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem. Al-Quds, hundreds of Israeli settlers and forces have forcefully entered the Muslim site over the past months. Palestinians say Israel plans to Judaize Al-Quds.